And they just don't get it. They just don't get it. Fuck it. Cause mama, I'm in love with a hot girl.
Yeah, welcome to the first edition of Believe the Hype Life on Cliff Central with your boy Muriski. I got Duncan in the studio. N6 just walked in. Hustle Kid is here. PS DJs, what's happening? Yeah. It's a Friday.
You know how it is.
N6, I see you, nigga.
Yo, he's fresh off the plane, right?
Oh, yeah, you fresh off the plane, huh?
He can barely even talk. Like, he jet lag. What's popping, Joe?
I'm blessed. Can't complain.
I haven't seen this nigga like for a minute.
How do you guys know each other? I think listeners need to know about that.
Well, basically, like, we used to work together when I was working in Nigeria.
True.
At Cool FM.
True.
Yeah. Like, my first time in Nigeria, I was working over there. So, yeah, it was pretty cool.
Yeah.
Cool ass dude, too.
Thanks, brother.
Ladies and gentlemen, I go by the name Muriski, and this is my show alongside some of the best anchors on the planet.
Ooh.
I mean, we got... Mm. My main man N6 out here. I've got Hustle Kid. I've got the dopest club DJs you could ever find. I'm talking about Kong and Haram and
get
all the other
here.
Dopest spots
get
around Joburg. PS DJs.
You know how it is.
Yeah. Believe the hype.
That's what's
believe
up.
That.
Are we going to drop the nay nay? What are we going to do? Drop the nay nay? Drop the nay nay?
Let's trap queen. Let's trap queen.
Oh, Fetty Wap. Fetty Wap, trap queen. Oh, that nigga, man.
I work with that.
Yeah, shout out to all the trap queens.
I'm like, hey, what's up, hello? Since you're pretty as soon as you came in the door, I just wanna chill, got a sack for us to roll. Married to the money, introduced her to my stove. Showed her how to whip it, now she remixing for low.
Yo, Whiskey, real quick, I just want to shout out two of my colored honeys. They my trap queens. Shout out to them. Shout out to them. Yup.
What happens know what to it the is. Negro?
So you ain't rolling with the eye patch.
You're out there. No eye patch.
Shout out to all the trap queens.
For real, shout out.
Big shout out. Yeah. Well, today's hashtag is I am urban street culture.
Nice. Woo,
long
guys.
Nice. I am urban street culture, huh?
Nice.
What does that mean to you, Hustle Kid?
Man, that's life, dog. That's it means life to me, dog. Waking up in the morning, you know what I mean? Taking a breath of fresh air in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about. Smoking some of that Bob Marley. Getting your mind right, hitting the streets. It's just part of life, dog.
Yeah?
Yeah. That's what it means.
So when did you actually realize that that's actually part of you?
Oh, let me tell you, don't even have to end that. That was when I was like 9 years old. My Uncle Charles left.
Uncle Charles.
He left like
shout out to Uncle Charles.
Life After Death.
Shout out to Tupac, Uncle Charles.
Yeah, shout out to him. Tupac, All Eyes on Me.
Yeah.
Chronic. What was it? Naughty by Nature. He left some albums. In
what
my
about
mom's
Uncle
house.
Luke and the Two Live Crew?
Nah, he wasn't into the Florida stuff.
Oh,
he was
an
East Coast guy.
So he wasn't fucking with the South.
Yeah, he was just on the East Coast shit. So
when
I heard that as a youngin', I was like, oh nah, this is life right here.
Oh, okay. And then you, N6?
Hey, yo. Probably for as long as I can remember, I've been on that urban grind.
Mm-hmm.
Nigeria's not really heavy on, you know, keeping that street culture. We got our own dress code, got our kaftan business going on, which is heavy in my country.
Yeah.
But, you know, hip-hop has always been a talent. I play basketball as well.
True.
So I'm guessing I was, you know, blessed with the curse of just within that energy, sagging jeans, trainers, sneaker life.
Yeah.
You know, so growing older, it's become more difficult for me. I put on a suit if you pay me to. Like, if it's an award show,
exactly.
You know, if it's an award show, if it's a gala night, if that's the dress code, I'll come through. But you won't catch me dead. I gotta have my jewelry on. You know, I need to feel it. You know, jewelry on.
Timepiece,
diamond, princess cut in the
air. Feeling myself.
You know, bungee jacket, all that business. So, street culture for me. It's here to stay, as far as I'm concerned.
And quick, I just want to clear something up. Some people think pants sagging, you're like literally sagging your pants on purpose. No.
The
pants
that's for
are
the
doing its
folk.
Own thing. Exactly.
Yeah.
There's some people that actually literally try to, you know, sag on purpose.
And there's two ways of actually sagging the pants. Not
the
shorties, your ass out.
Exactly. Yeah, shorties need to realize they got them low-rider jeans as well.
Exactly.
And to some people, it's offensive. To some people, it's offensive. It's like, she got jeans. And
you know what I mean?
Midway through a butt cheek. But that's the way they're designed these days, just for the swag.
I'm telling you.
Just for the swag.
Some people
and
take
thick thighs popping out.
Yeah.
Some people be messing up, though.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey. Especially at the club, some of these stocks, they're not looking so hot.
Suki, Suki now. And I know the DJs, they know about that.
Oh, yeah, I know
them clubs.
They see it all the time.
Every weekend, we see that.
Every weekend.
How do you guys deal with that on a regular?
Mm.
What's up,
man?
With that?
You just let it go, man. You know, you're there to play your music. You know, you don't care. You're like, whatever.
They play the neutral ground. They play the neutral ground. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah, you got to keep your mind focused on the music. Man. Yeah, speaking of music and six,
dropped
the exclusive 7 days ago.
Yo, my Nigerian MILF, right? Yeah. My bad. My Nigerian MILF told me about that. My Nigerian MILF was telling me about it. Tell me about it. I can't even say no names because, like, she's the wife of a governor, so I can't say no names. But what's good on that, dog? What's good on that?
Yeah,
it's a fabulous feeling. I've been working on my album Business Before Pleasure. Nigeria is tired of me. I think I've got the most postponed debut album.
Hey, you're just making sure it's right. That's all. That's all. Good food take time.
I've been pushing. I got the first single with Inyanya, huge. It was called Get Wild. It was huge. And you know, so this time I did an interview one time and I got asked about Business Before Pleasure, and they were like, "Look, you're turning into the Nigerian Dr. Dre. Can we get the album?" And that hit me. That hit me in the soft spot.
Yeah.
I have been promoting it, so I jumped in the studio and the album was ready or is ready. But you know how it is where you just feel, I need that one song. I have a lot of B-plus songs, but I need that A song.
Okay.
And, you know, and I was looking for an artist who cuts across Africa.
Yeah.
And, you know, Mehdi has been on that grind for a minute. I mean, from P-Square, Chop
Most
My Money.
Yeah.
He had the track with Mafiki Zolo.
Most definitely.
You know, he's taking the chill pill now, I'm guessing, with the kid and all. But, you know, we jumped in the studio. And we weren't even aiming to make a big song. He was just pissed off, like, I'm not on your album. What's wrong with you? So we sat back and we worked with a young man called Phil Keys and just ended up at a hit. Matter of fact, I was sleeping. In my dream, I was just, you know, I had this bass line going on. And then I woke up. And you know, I was like, is that my song or your song? And he said, not your song, you know, that's just the hook. Come and do your rap thing. So that was pretty much it. We shot the video. Shot the video about 2 days later.
Yeah.
You know, Business Before Pleasure is more than more than an album title. It's my frame of mind daily. So we shot the video about 2 days later. Nigeria is showing so much love. Africa is just showing me a lot of love. Probably that's why I'm here as well. And the video was meant to come out May 10th, which was my birthday.
Okay.
But, you know, what happened was...
Happy belated birthday, nigga. Damn, what you
happy
do?
Happy belated birthday. Tyra season.
Tyra season. I know you turned up. I know how I go out there. I know how I go.
Hey, yo. Shout outs to Diddy.
Oh.
I don't know if he gave us his black card. It was a Ciroc night.
Oh, my God.
We did 10 bucks, 15 Dom Perignons, 30 Roses, 20 Ciroc. You know how we do in Lagos.
The usual.
I literally fed half the country.
Hold up. Right back. What
I got the bill. 15 Dom Perignons, 30 bottles of rosé, 20 bottles of Ciroc.
Yeah.
The
usual.
And I got so wasted. I woke up in the morning, 9 a.m. in the morning.
Super thone.
Yeah.
In my car.
Wow.
I don't know.
How'd you get
I remember
there?
Driving home.
Oh,
I wasn't that wasted. I remember driving home, but I woke up in the morning in my car and I forgot that I was meant to drop the song on my birthday.
At least we're getting the truth.
Motherfucking
truth.
Yeah. I dropped it on the 11th. I dropped the audio on the 11th, dropped the video on the 13th. You know, we're here now.
Dope.
Dope, man. I saw the reception is nice out there on YouTube. So,
thank you.
Actually, real quick.
Yeah.
What's your style of rapping?
To be honest,
do you have a term, like a name for it?
Nah, B. I'm not even trying to adulterate hip hop, true hip hop. I'm not gonna tell you I do Nigerian pop rap. That's bollocks. I try to keep it hip hop. I try to keep it rap. All day, every day. But no, it's none of that. I'm not gonna come from that angle. No, it is strictly hip hop. But what I ended up trying to do was to put a classic N6 touch to it. So that way, and I'm not trying to die anytime soon, but if I'm dead and you hear a record, you could say that's N6, you know, because Tupac had that, Biggie had it, and you know, who else? A lot of people, LL Cool J, they're people you hear their music today, and it's rap, and you can swear that's Tupac.
Yeah.
If it's not Tupac, it's someone trying to copy Tupac.
Yeah,
you know, so I keep it hip hop, but you know, for for the people who like a little rhythm in their music, yeah. You know, I'll sing 4 bars just to make you happy. I'd rap 12 bars, I'll sing 4. Because Africa needs that balance.
See, you can sing. Yeah. I call it harmonizing. Harmonize, you feel me? I can't really sing like that Drake stuff, but yeah.
You trying to get on that Casey and JoJo, nigga?
Like, yo, there's some songs, man, there's just that time when you feel it, you know what I mean? You just got to harmonize to
true
certain
story.
Shit.
Yeah, boy, true story.
Anyway, it's 20+1. Friday, May 2015.
Yeah,
you know, a lot of people drop an exclusive. You know what I'm saying? This is up in the club. I'm a main man, and six featuring May D.
Go check the video out on YouTube.
Time. Do your thing. Believe the Hype, we drop nothing but exclusives with my main man N6 featuring May D with a song called Up in the Club. What do you guys think about that jam, man?
Nigeria, stand up.
Yo, I can see all the bad females that I used to party with in Aura.
What's fine, you can curse, you can say bad bitches.
And all the bad bitches out
there. You should see the video. We had 45 girls in the video. Go check it out. There was seven to about 10 girls for each scene.
And I know they was twerking from the beginning of the track. Yeah.
Go check it out. It was so heavy when we put the video. I called my guy from the NBC, the Nigerian Censorship Board, and everything. I was like, look, come watch this video because I'm not going to put it on. Then you guys
banned it.
And I messed up. Yeah. And he walked. He said, no, that booty got to go. This one got to go. That twerk scene got to go.
Yes, you only kept the yellow popos going on, huh?
You going to drop the uncut version? You know there's an uncut version.
The video still looks uncut though. To show you how much booty was in it, and then we reduced it.
Working, shaking that ass, but we all know that the booty is the cornerstone of every hip hop video.
Yeah, you know
it is though.
The rapper has 1,000 views. The booty is like 50,000.
Exactly.
I know, right? I know. It's the benefit. Especially if she has a dope ass face. Yeah. Especially. Exactly.
I got this shorty called. We like to call her Falila. Because there's a song Dami Crane did called Falila, and she was the lead girl.
Oh, okay.
But she's a twerk machine. Like, in the bill, they put 30,000 naira for some short. And just for her. Twerk machine girl.
Wow.
And I didn't get it.
Ooh, now you get it.
Oh, all right. Now you get it. Speaking of that, we're about to drop another jam. You know, it's a Friday. Believe the Hype with your boy Muriski, Hustle Kid, PS DJs, and my main man. Duncan and N6 in the building. To lead the Hype.
Nene.
Yeah. Who knows how to do it? I want to go do the Nene with the boss. Silent
talk. Hey. Don't do it. Now watch me whip. Kill it. Now watch me Nene.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Whip. Watch me Nene.
Why me do it?
Now watch me whip. Kill it. Watch me Nene.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Whip. Watch me Nene.
Can you do it?
Now watch me. Ooh. Watch me. Watch me. Watch me, ooh, watch me, watch me, ooh,
okay.
Break your legs,
break the
knot and break your legs,
break 'em.
Break your legs,
break the knot
and break your legs,
break 'em.
Break your legs,
break the knot.
Now I me bop, 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 bop,
bop,
bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop, bop. Now watch me whip,
hey.
Now watch me nene.
Okay.
Now watch me whip, whip. Watch me nene.
Why me do it?
Now watch me whip.
Kill it.
Watch me nene.
Okay.
Now watch me whip. Whip. Watch me nene.
Can you do it?
Now watch me. Ooh. Watch me. Watch me. Ooh. Watch me. Watch me. Ooh. Watch me. Watch me. Ooh.
Okay.
Duff, 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 duff,
bop, to the right,
bop, 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 bop,
to the left,
bop, bop,
to the right,
bop, bop,
to the left,
bop, bop,
to the right.
Whoa, that was Silento with the Lay Lay. The studio's lit. It's going down. I got PS
you know
DJ Tazo Kid, Duncan, and my main man N6. I'm your host, Muriski.
Huh?
You know, Believe the High Fridays. It's been down.
That goes in, man.
Yo, the studio's lit, in, but boy. Don't forget to catch us on Twitter.
Yeah,
I am.
M-O-R-I-S-K-I-0-1.
Hustle Kid, what's your Twitter handle, homie?
Yo, my Twitter handle is at Hustle Kid, HustleKidd.
Underscore PSDJ, you know what it is.
Bang, bang. My N6 of life, pretty easy. Letter N, number 6, O-F-L-I-F-E. All platforms, Twitter,
yeah.
Instagram, all that.
Yeah. Hey, the studio is lit right now. Yeah,
some fire
out there in the north. Even though I spilled some chocolate milk on my top.
Yo, I told you about that. We ain't even gonna say the company
and
name because.
Tabaga, tabaga, dog. Yo, way
crazy.
Anyway, we're about to the next segment. We're about to introduce Hustle Kid is gonna handle that. What are your views on the industry, actually?
Basically, man, we're going to talk about the whole views on the industry, the South African industry. Mm. Y'all already know what my name is, Hustle Kid, just in case you missed that. Mm. If you want to find me on IG, is at, well, IG, Mr. Flatbush Kush. You know, I just opened it like 3 days ago.
Yeah,
it's like, so yeah,
oh, you're
like,
still out there on the new new.
Exactly, because I'm not too big on the whole, you know what I mean? But yeah,
bona.
But anyway, yo, there's a lot of dope tracks out there.
Yeah.
I ain't going to lie, because like, there's some songs like the minute the beat comes in, the club goes crazy.
Are you talking about hip hop wise?
I'm talking about
house music wise.
Hip hop wise. Hip hop wise.
Hip hop wise.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of hip hop, who's your favorite?
Damn, man. Favorite South African rapper right now. There's a couple of them, yo. I'm feeling some of these dudes because like I actually like some of their music because like when they speak their language, I'm like, damn, that's cool as shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Niggas like Casper. What's that other nigga? Ah, what's that?
Bozonke.
No.
Ricky Rick. Malum Kuke, Kulichana.
Trying to do what I do, the hook. Who's the dude on the hook?
That's Ricky Rick.
The dude on the hook, on the chorus?
Questa.
That dude.
Oh,
that
yeah,
chorus
that
is sick.
Dope.
Like, yeah, he kills that joint. But, like, he's one of the joints. He's one of the dudes that I'm, like, you know what I mean? I'm feeling they joints right now. Casper, a.k.a. is cool, definitely. And then Delez got that joint, Dice. When that joint drops in the club, yeah, it goes in. So yeah.
And I saw Matt Alonso shot that for him, though.
Dumb joints going in, man.
Going it's
in.
Going down. Speaking of which, a.k.a. got nominated for the BET Awards.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's up, though.
Shout out to him.
I hope an African rapper actually do win a BET Award. You know what I mean?
I actually wish it could happen.
But
to be honest,
I don't know if it'll happen, but it should.
I think it should. He could win it.
It's possible.
He could win it.
I hosted him twice in Lagos, and he's got a mad following. I mean, there was Industry Night Lagos
and they turned
with
up.
a.k.a. And he didn't even get to perform till about 2 a.m.
It
was on a Wednesday.
Usual.
It was work the next morning.
The usual.
And he came and people waited and he shut it down. So if I must say, putting in work-wise, a.k.a.
Yeah.
has put in work. I'll give it
real
to you.
True.
It's
yeah.
true. Every other person just kind of deserves it. You know, I mean, every other name, Sakadee, David, Wizkid, they kind of deserve it, but for putting in work in the last 12 months.
And plus, it's hip hop, too.
Especially from the southern tip of the hemisphere.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, South Africa loves rap music, man.
Africa in the whole, dog.
Even the party scene is like that.
It's still
shocking. I was at Kong on Sunday.
Yeah, big time.
For the first time, I was at Kong on Sunday.
Big time.
And my homeboy, Wande Coe, was meant to perform, so we came through. But I sat back and I watched almost all the acts perform, like
KO
in particular, AKA
Younger,
yeah.
And it, you guys love these guys out here.
Yeah,
you know,
do.
I mean, I look at the music from Nigeria, and I'm like, I hope it's just, you know, I don't know if does he get that love in
exactly,
his country?
Yeah.
I mean, he looks like he's got the money to shoot the videos
yeah.
when he's meant to and drop the album, but
yeah.
does he have that love? And I
that
came
support.
Here
and found
and
out.
I saw the love. It was crazy.
Y'all
go in. South Africa loves their hip hop artists. That's a great feeling.
That's a great feeling. I see even the DJs are dropping singles. You know, okay. Speaking of which, I got PS DJs. They also got
course.
A single. It's on high rotation on Trace, MTV Base, and Channel O.
Damn.
What's up with that, Jen?
They look familiar.
Now they look familiar.
Yo.
Yeah.
I didn't know I was in the building with a couple of supers.
Join us, Red Button Man, one of the dopest as well in the country. You know, we've done a joint with him. You know, it's a hot joint. You know, it's out there. You can check it out on MTV.
Are you guys brothers?
Yes, we are brothers.
Can't you
brothers,
tell? Can't you tell? You see the whole Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
Is it possible for you guys to drop the single?
Yeah, absolutely.
While we
right.
What?
Yeah, man, we what? Gotta. It's
they we gotta. Show you guys mad love.
Let's need to hear
Let's hear this, man. Let's go. Gusa Mashel and PSDJ.
Yo, that was Scoop Summer Shade by PSDJ. Catch them out at Club Kong every Friday, Haram on Saturday, Kong on Sunday. Everywhere, catch them out there. Where you guys going to be at tonight?
Tonight we are in Sunnyside, Pretoria. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
And later on is Harem Rosebank.
Nice.
Oh yeah. Okay.
I was in Pretoria yesterday. I got hit on.
Yo,
you know, man. Shout outs to the South African women.
I'm telling you, dog. You know, ain't they bad,
damn,
dog? Ain't they bad? Wait. Let's talk about. Wait, I'm gonna ask you a question.
Yeah.
What was the first thing that you noticed when you got to the airport when you landed? Because I know what the first thing I noticed. What was the first thing you noticed?
You really want to know?
I really want to fucking know. Like right now.
I really want to know.
What
I nearly
noticed?
Proposed marriage to this shorty.
Oh, this guy. I nearly proposed marriage to this shorty.
I got a mental picture
of the what
you know, my physical woman is going to look like. And, you know, I had barely sorted myself through immigration. And I saw this shorty. Mm. Luckily for me, she was a cop. Almost threatened to deport me. No, apparently, you know, I saw her in some formal looking uniform. I thought she was airport security or airport personnel, but she turned out to be like, you know, proper
real life cop.
Yeah, real life cop. And she stopped me and she was like, yo, blah, 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 let me see your documents. Mm-hmm. And I showed her my documents.
She wants to search them.
I was like, are you going to search me? You going to pat me down?
Yeah, she's going to pat you all the way.
But she didn't. How long? Loss.
Come on, man.
She should have pat me down. She should have seen my interest.
I know, right?
Yeah, you know, below the belt, she should have seen my interest.
For real, right? Yo, man.
But y'all got some beautiful women. How do you guys stay in relationships?
Let me tell you a
South
secret.
Africa?
That's what I be saying.
I don't know about the guys that are in relationships.
Exactly. It's
it's just straight up real talk. Give her a rating.
Yeah.
Like,
yo. It's
Duncan,
crazy.
What are your views on that, though?
I second everything he said.
Exactly my point. I didn't even need to say.
Yo,
a lot.
Friday. It's Friday.
Too many.
A lot of women, especially gorgeous, sexy women, will be turning up tonight.
Yeah.
So I want y'all to check out this track me and my brother got. It's called Bitch Come Here.
Yeah.
No disrespect to the sexy ladies, but it's called Bitch Come Here.
Go ahead,
check the track out. It's crazy. We're going to upload it on Reverb soon.
Makes sense.
Shout out to Money Drop.
Big shout out to Money Drop Brooklyn.
Come in.
Y'all already know what we do. Money Drop was good, my nigga. Blah. Bitch, come in. I'm trying to fuck. Bitch, come in. I'm trying to fuck. Bitch, come in. I'm trying to fuck.
You know what?
Bitch, come in. This is the anthem right here,
usually,
boy.
I don't usually condone profanity live on air, but we live, we're uncensored. It's beneath the hype. You know what I'm saying? Everything is live right now.
Turn up.
Live on Cliff Central.
Turn up.
Boy,
straight
you
up.
Bad.
Yo, that track right there, crazy, dog. The females is loving it. It's crazy. It ain't even uploaded yet.
And you know what the funny thing is?
What
in
up?
A club.
That's it.
They dance to it.
That's the shit.
You know, you get shorties that are always fronting like,
A lot of fronters.
And I never came my mail, you know what
a
I'm saying?
A lot of fronters.
That's just some bullshit.
Yo, message to the ladies, if you're going to go out tonight, do not front at all. And try to get a dude and twerk on them. I mean, come on, 7th graders are twerking. And I'm sure you're like college students and stuff like that, so you might want to jump up on that.
You
know what
you
I mean?
Foul.
Because like we call it catching life. We be like, yo, you finna go to party? Yeah, dog, we got to go to that party tonight. We finna catch life with them shorties up in
straight
there.
Straight up.
Straight up.
Actually, twerking swing is like a sport.
It's a dance, my G. It's a dance. Yeah, the Caribbean women, the Jamaican women, they started it. The Dominicans, all those Spanish shorties,
Speaking
they started
of which,
it.
You know, SA basketball doesn't even have cheerleaders like back in the
what
States.
The fuck is that about? Like, look, I'm a basketball player. When I'm playing ball, I'm looking at the cheerleaders just to get a little extra oomph to shit on the team.
Your hot sauce.
Like, once I see a couple of them, I'm going, fake them to the left, go to the right, straight drive it. Finger roll, lay up. Come on now.
Ironically, the last person I'd play basketball for is a girl. Like, what? if I'm playing, no, to be honest, if I'm playing by the sidelines and they got cheerleaders, they're the last motivation I need.
Did you let her run suicides?
Of course, I played professional Nigeria under 19.
I used to play for the Houghton Regionals.
Yo, suicides is the killers, dog.
The only shortest guy in the team.
Like, yo, we smokers now, but doing suicides right now would hurt. That shit would hurt.
Doing suicide now is suicide.
That would hurt, exactly. You'd be like,
can't even run for 10 minutes. You'd be out there coughing.
Yo, it's crazy. What's That's up with bad, the models though. Out here, though, yo? Like, there's a couple models out here, though.
Yeah, but actually, speaking of models, let's talk about video vixens. Industry here.
Mm. Can we do that?
First of all, there's got to be
well
like,
paid.
Do they? Nah, I don't think so, though. I think they still. I don't know, like. Because, like, dudes that shoot videos, I'm not trying to disrespect nobody, but most people, even back home, Fabulous was paying shorties $100-$200 just to fall on the floor. Off the body, the body.
And then what?
But like,
even
it's
the
not
main
too chicks? Much. Like, well, it depends on your age.
To be honest, I think I'm not too sure. I think
it depends on
being a pure video vixen, not the model type, the bootylicious video.
The bootylicious.
Yeah, you have to have some other hustle,
exactly,
on the
True.
Side. That's
exactly.
what I think it is.
I
just
from.
Believe you're a pretty girl.
Yep.
You know, just put your booking information on Instagram.
Yep.
Yeah.
Once I have to shoot a video, you know, just
sure.
like well, booking information.
I get it.
Because I see a lot of shorties on Instagram. They want to be video vixens, but they don't actually know how to go about it when it comes to the
just
corporate
put that,
side.
Just put that booking. In your profile.
First of all,
check Lyra Galore. Sorry to interrupt you. You know that Lyra Galore chick? She started out being a video vixen for Peanuts.
Yeah.
And then she met, what's his name? Patrick Beverly, the dude who plays for Houston.
Mm-hmm.
And started dating him. And they met at a random shoot. Then she went to Drake.
Yeah.
And she put up a picture recently. She's officially dating Rick Ross. So
wow.
all that flying around. Because I was wondering, every time she puts up a hotel picture on Instagram, I'm in this hotel, blah, blah,
of
blah.
Course.
It just, it's somewhere Ross is touring at. You know, so some picture leaked. And, you know, so, hey, maybe being a video vixen, maybe they're looking for something extra. You could get that baby mama
on the side and
get that check for life.
Behind.
Very true.
You know.
Speaking of that, all these hot honeys on Instagram, bro. There's this one.
Uh-huh.
I will lie, I'm a
call
fan.
Her name. Jenny J. I call a few names.
Wait.
If you boo, if you're listening, I'm a fan.
Wait, what's her name?
Yasmin Estrada.
KEFIBOO.
Wait. You don't have
Instagram.
To give me the name because I'm trying to check it out. Okay.
Check it out. Okay. Trust me. Okay. Actually, let me find it for you. For
matter of fact, let me throw
y'all
a few names. I'm a Instagram troll. Jenny Jehan.
Brianna
Bett.
I follow Jenny Jehan.
Yasmin Estrada.
Uh-huh.
So Spider. That's that chick who started that twerk thing. Shout out to that show, man.
Shout out to the twerk team, man. They started it all.
Shout
out
to Miss Twerk Summer.
Yeah, Miss Twerk Summer's boss as well.
Straight up.
Bossing.
We could call names for days.
Nice. I know, right?
Shout out to Erin Bell.
I know,
True.
Right?
She finna come to Nigeria pretty soon. We in love.
Uh-oh.
Off that Instagram comment box.
Oh, so you out there, Papa.
She
you
puts up a hot picture. I say, babe.
That's how I be going, yo. That's how I be going these days. These days, you don't really have to, like, run into a hot chick in the grocery store and ask her out. You can just go up on your phone, go through IG, go through Twitter, go through Facebook, and be like, oh, what's up? What you doing next week, Friday? I'm free. You free.
Like, oh,
you know what I mean? Look at these niggas. That's how I go these days. That's how I go these days. Like, females be hitting dudes up all day long on that joint, dog. Like,
since we're talking basketball, real quick, who you putting to win the NBA this season?
Yeah.
Cavaliers.
PSDJs, who you guys voting for?
I say Golden State.
Those are both my teams, too. Those are both my teams.
Miami Heat, LeBron James, what? Atlanta Hawks?
Lakers.
New York Knicks.
Damn. I'll go for Lakers, definitely.
The Lakers.
Yo, this Kefi
okay, my money is on Cleveland Cavaliers. Miami Heat.
I'm here,
and
Golden
New York
State. Repping that Golden State.
Yo, for real though, but don't forget I said it is either Golden State or Cavaliers that's going to win the championship.
And guess who's got the courtside seats? Hey, yo, Slip, I want my tickets.
Oh, yeah. I hope you're listening. For real. We need those tickets.
Courtside seats. Don't forget.
Why are you hating from outside the court? What's that South African minister? He was trending in my country for days. That was the reply to everything. Why are you hating from outside Las Vegas? You can't get in.
Mr. Vila Balula, that guy's classic.
What?
That was
funny. It's the new way to talk now in my country. Yeah, I saw the dumb question.
Yo, that bitch better have my money, though. I know that for sure.
Yeah,
I know that for sure. Talk about that.
Since we've been talking about ladies, I think we should make them happy.
This show,
let's go, son.
Turn up.
Welcome back to Believe the Hype with your boy Muriski, live and rewired on Cliff Central with my boy Duncan, Hustle KPS DJs, and my main man N6. That was Rihanna with Bitch Better Have My Money. Turn up.
She got it. But yo, coming up.
Got me feeling like a pimp. Bitch Better Have My Money.
Yo, we might as well just tell the people what they gotta like expect all the time. That dopeness.
That dopeness. Believe the Hype is a hub for corporate entertainment. Anything that has to do with the corporate side of street culture, from graffiti,
all that entertainment,
skateboarding, DJing, production, video production, music production, video vixens, what I'm saying? Hype magazine, brands, brand managers,
brand associations,
that's what we about.
Yep.
When I say Believe the Hype,
believe it,
hashtag
man.
I am urban street culture, that's what we're talking about.
Real talk.
Yeah.
That's what it is, though.
So what's good, Hustle Kid?
Yo.
What you got planned for the weekend?
For the weekend, probably party up as usual.
Where can people find you at,
Well, this weekend, probably, I don't know what I'm going to do, to tell you the truth. But
I know what I'm going to do from here.
I know I'm going to, that, and
I know what
stuff.
I'm going to do from
here. But, as it goes, you know how it go on. Like, people just hit you up, yo, there's a party here, boom, boom, pow. There's a party here, boom. Oh, there's a party here, bow. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So just keep jumping. But, basically, it's crazy. It's going to be a crazy weekend. Y'all be safe, you know what I mean? Police is out there arresting all types of people.
Yeah.
So y'all be careful. Don't drink and drive.
Don't drink and drive. Yo, don't smoke and drive.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying? Otherwise, you'll go to jail, come out on Monday.
They are hungry, so they hustling too. So just don't be a scapegoat.
No disrespect to the law.
No disrespect at all, but you know.
Do you follow the law?
You know what I mean? They on the hustle.
Follow the law.
So let's just
follow the law.
People be safe for real, for real. Don't drink and drive too. Too many accidents out there.
Yeah, straight.
For real.
Straight. You guys be cool out there. You know, the video vixens. We're about to drop a mix down. But before that, I've got another exclusive from N6.
Oh. Word.
You know what I mean?
Word. Is it? Nah. Don't even do it, dog. Don't do it. They gotta wait. Make them wait for that, all right? Make them wait.
That's the last drop.
We can't just be giving them all that.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Speaking of which, let me tell you guys my weekend plans from here.
Yeah.
We're going straight to a music video by One Nicole.
Yeah, true.
You have my main N6.
AKA is supposed to be there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's going to go down. N6 coming through. PSDJs, what's good? Before Sunnyside, what activity are you guys getting into?
Weekend,
are you guys
man.
Coming with me? We're going to turn up. We're going to do something.
Let's hit the video. Let's hit the video shoot.
Yeah, that's
let's,
what we're
going to do.
Big shout out to One Nicole. Big shout out to TC. Big shout out to Stephen G. And the whole Niger camp, you know,
Stevie G, my nigga.
Shout out.
And big shout out to Duncan. What you getting up to this weekend?
I'm in Angola, na bafazi, pos I am.
Oh, what do you say?
Abafazi, how you
fazi?
Abafazi.
I am so left out. What do you say?
He's gonna get some ass.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, though.
He's gonna get some booty.
Always in the plans.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
You know what I'm saying? Just to let the blood flow. You know,
Ayo. Talk about Ayo. With this instrumental playing in the background, you heard Pilot and all those crazy joints 50 drop, right?
Yeah.
Crazy. 50, woo. 50 made me happy when he came back with all those hits. He made me happy. 50's era was actually quite nice, though.
Yeah,
he made me happy.
He was rocking the club scene.
Yeah, but with the new stuff now, Pilot and all that other shit, Smoke, the joint he did with Trey Songz.
Oh, yeah. Those joints, dope joints.
They've been killing the clubs back home. I've already got.
You know
info,
which other song that
him.
I like? You know that song with Kid?
Yeah.
It never went
it.
Commercial.
That one, yeah.
What a viral video.
Yup, that one. Yup.
Big Booty Benz. That's a badass track. That's my jam. I wake up to that song every time.
Talk about it.
Yeah.
Hey, great show though, right?
Yeah, always all day, every day.
Yeah, y'all go by the name of
Hustle. What's that?
Y'all already know. What's popping?
Yo, we live and rewired on Believe the Hype, right?
They gotta believe
on Cliff
it.
Central.
They gotta believe it, man.
Do you believe the hype?
Hey, it's real, though.
Gotta believe it, man.
It's real.
I believe the hype, man.
It's all real. Right, I see you. I see you. What's up with the music, though? I'm waiting for Pursue Money, yo.
I'm trying to find that song. And
oh, yeah?
This is a problem.
Oh, right, all right. Okay. They say good things do come to those who wait. Mm-hmm. Ne? Mm-hmm. Bear with me. My main man Duncan is gonna drop something that everybody likes.
Yeah, basically.
Right now.
Holla.
CliffCentral.com.